thank the European Commission and the European Union presidency for their comments. And I would propose that we go paragraph by paragraph where changes have been proposed to ease the adoption of the text as revised. If we can go paragraph by paragraph. And I will give the floor also to the chair of the implementation committee. But can we please project the paragraphs with the track changes from the European Union?
The screen.
The screen. Screen, please. From the beginning where changes have been presented. Okay. Okay. So I will give the floor to the chair of the implementation committee, but as far as I'm concerned, I believe that the changes proposed in 10A and 10B strengthen the wording and make it even better and more solid. So unless the chair, I see that he agrees, so we can move further. Thank you for that. Let's move, scroll down. Yes. Yes. Here from the committee and the publication. Okay. Here I wanted to ask something the European Commission that has presented this. They have said that unless the party becomes aware of the direct explaining that there might occur new elements which will make the conflict of interest arise at a later stage. Yes. If this is the case, probably we could explain that, because if it's only a question of lack of information and they are informed at a later stage, this is another situation. So I believe that if the party becomes aware because of new elements that have occurred, probably we should add this clarification, which I believe it is useful. And then I have a comment, it must be raised as soon as possible. Once they know this, they have to raise this immediately. I mean, the as soon as possible gives a margin of maneuver and leads to legal uncertainty. So probably we should try to define this in a more precise manner. Would like to give the floor to the chair. Yes.
Yes, thank you.